Do you know any different owls that we have around here?
No, I've seen very few owls around El Paso. We used to have a lot of them up in northern New Mexico, and I'd go up there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of birds do
now,
you see?
Two animals that we haven't mentioned thinking about around here are skunks.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty right here in our neighborhood. You can frequently smell them.
That's too bad.
And run into them up on the the golf course. And porcupines are less common right here, but within not too many miles of here, you run into porcupines.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had porcupines.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What kinds of snakes do we have?
Well, we have lots of non-poisonous snakes, bull snakes and garter snakes. And of course, the rattlesnake, of which there are several varieties, is the dreaded snake around here, of which there are plenty of.
Have you ever seen a rattlesnake?
Oh, yeah, many of them. We had right when we first built here. We run into them fairly frequently, but as the place has gotten built up, they've kind of retreated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes when they start building new houses, I think the snakes get scared out and go up the street.
That activity of excavation and all disturbs it.
Mm-hmm. When you go fishing, you dig for?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. And what are some local fish that people can fish for here?
Well, right around El Paso, there's very little. You can go fish for a bass up at and there's a few other varieties up at the Elephant Butte. Imagine something like catfish around. It would be about all you'd find around here. And of course, you get going up in New Mexico, there's all kinds of trout. And I've been trout fishing in various places in New Mexico and
mm-hmm.
Colorado.
What kind of trout fishing do you do? What kind of bait do you use?
Well, we use both fly fishing, and then we use small lures with spin casting.
Uh-huh.
Rods.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like spinners.
Yeah. There's a rainbow trout.
Oh, that's a real fish.
That my wife caught.
That's great.
Yeah.
I bet that was hard to reel in.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of a long story connected with it. This place where we were fishing, you could keep all the fish you wanted that were under 20 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were over 20 inches, you had to either throw them back or there was a $50 fee to keep the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled that one in and she says, "What should I do?" I said, "Well, throw it back."
Yeah!
my friends made me look pretty cheap. They said, "Dot, that's okay. We'll pay the $50. You keep the fish." So I had to say, "Oh, no, they keep the fish." So I had to pay the $50 and then another 100 and something to get it mounted.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know how they stuff those fish. That must be a difficult process.
Well, and you're always suspicious that they substitute a... you always look for seams and joints and all to make sure that it's your fish and not something they took off the shelf.
Uh-huh. What are the little things that come out when it rains and hop around on the grass?
We see lots of grasshoppers, but it doesn't necessarily take rain to bring them out.
Well, the little amphibians.
Pollywogs.
Well, they make pollywogs.
Yeah. what are those? When we were kids, we'd gather them up in a jar and stuff like that. I can't think what they are.
What about the things that make a lot of noise in the ditches at night?
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are really big, what do you call those?
Bullfrogs.
Uh-huh. And what about the ones that only live on land?